Very good morning as you begin your footy weekend right here on 91.3 Sport FM's Breakfast with the Blues. This show is brought to you by the official WA Network supporter group of the Carlton Football Club, the WA Blues. Your host today, myself, Chris Brownie, joined by Mal Hall and Jesse Goldsworthy, and one absentee, Craig Bradford, who slept in. On the show this morning, we look at Blues and AFL news and review the game against those... Oh, I can't say it. What a great win. Special guest interview today is one of Carlton's finest, Kuda, Anthony Kudafidi. We cross live to the Hype and David Rees-Jones for the much-anticipated The Shirt Front, provide information on WA Blues events and anything else in footy we can squeeze into the hour. But first, Mel, we couldn't do this show without our loyal sponsors.
No, we'd like to thank our major sponsors, Hyundai WA, Platinum sponsors Allmark & Associates, Master Picture Framers Cannington, Tech Tiger, Barbaro Butchers and ICU Finance.
Alton from Carlton. Okay, well, now let me say I'm up and about.
I am.
I don't look it this way, but I'm up and about.
you look a bit pale over there, Brownie. You're a bit dusty.
Little bit dusty. But what a great night to spoil that party for those. I can't say it again.
Wasn't it fabulous? Like, if we've got to take down a milestone, we will do it. And we did it last night.
If there's a club to do it to, it's those. See, I just still won't mention the name. I just can't say it. Anyway, we're up and about. Great win. We're sitting fourth on the ladder. Hopefully Hawthorn smash those, what are they calling themselves?
Flag mantle.
What a joke. What a joke. Anyway, let's see how we go. Anyway, we better go straight on to Blues and AFL news, Jesse and Mel.
Okay.
Marchie's back.
Well, Marchbank's back. I need to find the Blues news. I don't actually have any in front of me.
So you know why we don't?
Because Bradford was meant to be doing it.
Not here today, but...
Marchie, much anticipated return, hasn't played since 2019. I will actually throw you under the bus. You didn't think he'd make a comeback. And,
he's okay.
And he's back. And I think he's an integral part.
Oh, I agree. Totally agree with you.
He's the missing puzzle, piece of the puzzle at our club.
Really
in the
important.
Weeder's back, him back.
Harry.
Lewis Young's been very, very impressive the last month at least. He's been superb in the air and stuff. Last night he had 18 disposals, 100% kicking efficiency. I think that he's gone the last 5 weeks at 100%. He hasn't missed a target in 5 weeks, so that's pretty impressive. He may have against Collingwood. 14 intercepts, the next best last night was 8, so he led the ground there. 7 marks, 1 tackle and 3 score involvements, 295 metres gained.
Yep.
Sold up that spot pretty nicely down there, Lewis Young. Yeah.
And unfortunately, as we all saw, Chera went down with, went off with, they're saying a hamstring strain. So hopefully that's only minor and he just misses a week or two.
I think he'll miss a week or two at least. Probably the Richmond game being a Thursday night game. I'm not sure. Who do we play? What day do we play Fremantle on a Saturday? Is it?
I'm not sure. Oh, yeah, it is.
Yes, Saturday.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back for that.
Yeah.
Give him another crack at the old side.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? He played pretty well against Fremantle last time as well, Chera. Yeah. So.
He had a lot of booze.
All the booze,
Yeah. Same with Adam Saad last night.
Yeah, last night. That was a joke, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway, we are talking about that. Well, I can't say it anyway.
I know we'll cover this with your game review. I can't even get my words out. Sam Doherty was in fine form, and you know he's one of my favourites, and I love him. But I think he's playing the best footy I've seen him play.
Career best form, without a doubt.
Yep,
for sure. He's just been sensational for what he's gone through and the way he came back. You're right. Career best form. He's just starring at the moment.
It's inspirational.
Yep.
Every single time he goes out onto the field.
Yep. And what have we got now? 83,000 plus members.
Yeah.
Growing.
Record.
Still growing.
Breaking records.
Growing.
Good showings, especially even last night. Like,
I think we had more of the crowd last night again.
Yeah, we certainly
did. At their home game.
At their home game for their 150th thing. And then what about even on the, well, you had Christian Petrarca talking about Melbourne's fans not showing up and stuff to the footy on, what was it, last last week's Friday night game.
Can we actually, if we're going to talk about
Tigers
Melbourne,
game.
Let's throw into my AFL news I was going to.
What a great segue in.
Yeah.
How disgraceful is their behaviour that they have a brawl in a bloody restaurant? Like, what kind of, they've got a, this is, they're, okay, they're footy players, they're human beings, but this is disgraceful. Their behaviour, you know, I think I'm a similar situation over here with Freddie being punished.
Yeah, that was interesting, wasn't it?
Because he went out and had a big night. And, but he got reprimanded straight away. This whole thing with Melbourne, nothing got done. And it's like, you guys need to be punished for this. Like, and they have now, but, you know, it's...
Melksham, apparently they said it was an infection on his hand, and then Gorney had to say, like, let's not beat around the bush.
This is
what it's from. So I think there's a few other underlying issues at that club at the moment that probably people don't want to talk about.
It's good to see, isn't it?
It is, because it just opens the gate a little bit for that top four spot, especially with St Kilda,
you know,
Brisbane.
They're not undefeated. Like, they're not, you know...
They're not unbeatable.
Unbeatable, exactly.
Well,
that's
we did beat them in pre-season, so
of course
we're the first team to beat them for the season.
And but I did respect Gorney for coming out and being so brutally honest. I think so many people are... Like you say, beating around the bush.
You have to be. I mean, if it's happened, be honest, because it's going to come out anyway. So don't try to cover it up, because it all comes out in the end.
He's the captain of the club as well, so you want to see that from your leaders.
Yep.
I also it's Big Freeze 8, and I do. You guys know I do, and I love this, and I get passionate about it. I've got my beanie not on because I got my curls happening today, but it's Big Freeze 8, and it's going to be a massive day on Monday. We've got the sliders that are doing the big slide.
Do you know who they are?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I've got them all.
Because I have no idea, because I haven't been in the country.
You're lucky I'm all over this stuff,
thank you.
Brownie.
Thank you.
We've got Ash Barty, Rhonda Birchmore, Terry Danaher.
How's Rhonda Birchmore going to go down with those legs?
Anyway. Andy Maher, our mate Andy we had on the other week. Our mate Eddie Betts.
Eddie's going down the slide.
David Neitz, Jakara Anthony, Beck Madden, Hamish Blake, and Justin Langer.
JL, he's doing the fly-in, fly. He's just come out of COVID too,
Yeah.
So he's going to be flying straight in and doing the going down the slide and then flying straight back out.
So that's really awesome. And everyone, as you know, they do the big walk on game day, and hopefully we get more and more. Everyone get down and get your beanies, Coles Express, Bunnings stores, or online. I think there's still limited numbers online at the moment, $25. And you can also, and I didn't know this, guys, they've actually got, I'd pull up these socks. You know how we have our respect round? These guys are doing it with the community football. All the Oz kickers.
Is that where they wear the blue socks?
Yeah, the blue socks.
Last time I played, the last year of football we played, they did the blue socks in one round.
So I think that's really another way just to raise funds and get behind Fight MMD.
It was a good thing they did with the MND, where they gave the original sliders
the test cap sort of thing.
That was really good.
So that's going to be a big day on Monday.
It's great seeing all the crowd with the blue beanies on and stuff as well for
and
that
it's not
one opportunity.
It's not just that game on Monday that we're doing it. It's across all the games this weekend.
Yeah.
So even if you're going to the Dockers Hawks game today at Optus, they're going to be people shaking hands, like, get behind it, because the volunteers are giving up their time for this amazing, amazing charity. And get behind Neil. It's just amazing. Wear your beanies, be proud, fight MMD.
Even though we smashed his old side last night.
Yeah.
Did you see him there last night?
It was good to see him.
And his, you know, his passion, his love, and what he's doing.
What he's been through
is just an inspiration. And his daughter, she's incredible. Yeah. And the way that they it's not just MMD anymore. Like, it's a culture. It's you know, and
it's become a community of people gathering to guys, try I to say help this, the cause.
It's the more than a game.
The awareness, getting
it's
it out
there.
It's
more than a game. Like we
Channel 9, that.
You know. and I say it all the time. Footy's what we love, but it's more than a game. Like, it gives me goosebumps. It's a passion. It's a love. Like, we even have our, you know, WA Blues family over here. Like, our, you know, it's more than a game, guys. And this is just another week that we can actually be proud to be footy supporters.
And he's always got a smile on his face, Neil Danaher. It's a good show that even through some of the hardest and trying times, he still has a laugh. He's you know, he makes the most of life, which is great to see.
And I'm just going to move on to AFLW because
there's been a lot happening. Now, what is happening with our team?
I don't know. I'm so
confused. Do we have a team left?
Well, we do. Probably because not. Lala Wiffy's just re-signed for another 2 years, which is great because she's a superstar. We also have a new...
I see we've got a new captain.
You're funny. Oh, the Kez. Our Kez. We love her. But her name is now Karen Peterson.
Oh, of course, yeah, because she got married.
She got married. I gave her the shout out the other
and
week.
And she re-signed as well, didn't she?
She has re-signed. So that's exciting, very positive.
You'd have to re-sign, wouldn't you? Because the contract would have to all be different with the names and stuff, wouldn't
it?
Have to re-sign.
Very exciting. But we also have a new recruit, Valerio.
From Collingwood. A one-eyed Carlton supporter.
Yeah, that's for Collingwood. To see.
And you know what? I watched her presser in an interview. She's excited.
She's just pumped.
And just to pull on that Carlton Guernseys.
Wow, let me just throw it out to listeners. We used to sponsor Grace Egan, who's now gone to another team. We need to get another spot. We need to sponsor someone. So we need some inspiration. We need the listeners to tell us who should we sponsor. Text us in. If you want to text us in on who you want us to sponsor for the girls, it's our SMS number is 0429 913 913. Because we don't have a sponsor for the girls anymore because Gracie's left. I gave her a great shout-out, Gracie. I said, look, my message to Grace was, while we are so disappointed that you are leaving our great club, we wish you nothing but the best and da-da-da. And she was good. She was lovely. So disappointed because I think she will be a superstar.
She
that's
is gonna
what,
be fantastic.
You know what? I was also very disappointed because my wall.
every time
I buy a Guernsey, they leave.
Listeners, you need to know. Every time we go to one of the Carlton events at one of the functions where we're at or even a pre-game event, Mel always ends up buying the auction jumper, which is firstly was Taylor Harris. She's gone. It was Maddie Prasparkas. She's gone.
Georgia G.
I didn't have Georgia.
Okay, okay.
But I think I'm putting the mocker on these girls, mate.
Stop bidding for them. But anyway.
But we also are doing. In the trade, we've got some really good picks. So we've got four in the first round picks, and then we've also got 25, 20, and 55. It's just we've definitely got some good picks as well. So hopefully we can pick up
the girl we got from Geelong is going to be great for us in the forward line.
Valerio,
yeah. No, from Geelong.
From Geelong.
Yeah, the centre half forward.
I spoke about that last week. You weren't here.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying the one we got from Geelong because we've lost forwards we need that.
Which really struggle with basically only Darcy's. Well, now Georgia G being a creative small forward down there leaving.
Talking about AFLW, again against that team last night that we smashed.
You're talking about Phoebe McWilliams.
Did you see prior the game, their rubbish they had prior to that game? And did you see that ex-Carlton player,
is Madison Prasparkas.
Can't say it, with some rubbish around her neck. I mean, come on, get up.
I was disappointing, but the crowd booed her, so, oh well.
It's very exciting. We've got, you know, lots going on behind the scenes, especially with our AFLW girls. And it's
when is the draft, do you know? Coming up. It's very soon. It must be like next week or the week after, isn't it?
I think it's in a week's time.
Okay. Because it'll be interesting to see who we pick up because we do need... I know we're young and I know we've got some good talent, but... The amount of players we've lost, my God.
Yeah, it's going to be a hard few years, I think. It's going to be a few difficult years ahead. But
what else you got? Mel, anything else? Light on? Okay.
I was actually going to say how Carlton are now second only to Richmond in crowd attendance averages.
I thought we were first.
Nope.
Because we've had three away games in a row.
Maybe.
The last three games have been away.
Mm.
And, yeah, so that was just my final little thing there.
I think we have more members in Richmond at the minute too. Mm. They keep spruiking they're big in 100,000.
Oh, they're over. They keep saying they're over 100,000. I haven't done any research.
No, they're not.
Because you know what, Brownie? I don't really care.
I don't care either. Anyway, thank you for that, Mel. Well, mate, we've got to go to you, Jesse.
Mm.
It was a great game last night.
It was.
Smashing their party. Nothing better for me than that.
Yeah, spoiling the party was nice. Look, the first 2.5 quarters, we really were really strong in the contest, but we started to stray away from the way we wanted to play. I felt we just seemed to be second to the ball a lot of the time. Either was it not just bouncing our way or not, or were they not putting in the effort? We obviously we saw Vossi have a real crack at him at three-quarter time, and I love that. Like, that's something that's been missing at our club for, well over a decade at least.
Just with Vossi, it's, you know, we have David King coming out last week saying he thinks Vossi, coach of the year so far.
Well, you could, yeah, he's definitely, him or Longmuir for me would probably be the ones. Mm. They've taken Vossi's taken a club down from the dumps in a sense where we're playing good football. It's a strong brand of football. There's an actual, like, clear look like game style and game plan where before we used to say we're playing the Carlton way and no one actually knew what it was.
It was, you get it from the halfback flank, kick it and then defend.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and like last night we adapted and we learned. We won in a different way, which is really good to see. We're beaten comprehensively in clearances and around the ground at stoppages. So we won in a bit more of a different way by scoring heavily off turnovers. Our transition from defence to attack was really good. There was one play from defence where I think Cripps broke a couple of tackles, did a little spin, got a hands to Fisher. There was a couple real tight but clean hands where, in years gone past, that's a hand pass behind to someone or it's just not clean. Our hands haven't been clean. And then I think it resulted in a goal down to maybe Harry or Charlie.
I think you're right, because I know it was very clean, as you said. The handball, the handball in the last...
In tight traffic as well.
Which has been phenomenal this year.
Yeah, and like I said, like we're starting to find different... Like we're going into this new phase of and still learning to win properly, in a sense. We've had a couple of 48 points, 50 points. Last night, 24 points.
26.
In the end. 26. Probably should have been a little bit more in the end. But... you know, we'll take it. It still wins on the boards. It's different, you know, from where we have been. A couple of little ones I'll just mention. Marchbank, obviously, on return. Just great to see him out there. It was really good. He looked pretty good out there as well.
Yep.
Settled in pretty nicely. So moving forward, massive tick. Lewis Young, obviously, we spoke about his stats just before. Patrick Cripps and Sam Walsh were standouts in the midfield along with Hewitt. I think Cripps had 28 and a goal. Walsh had 29. Doherty, as you mentioned, Mel, probably in career best form.
Yep.
Best on ground, definitely.
Yeah, definitely best on ground. And
good to see Kennedy back too.
Yeah, yes. Great to see Kennedy back. We missed him last week against the Pies. But one I kind of wanted to touch on was Jack Nunes. He's probably one that divides a lot of Carlton supporters, Jack Nunes, and he yes, his kicking efficiency probably lets him down at times. However, he last night, say for instance, he had 25 disposals, 422 metres gained, 3 clearances, 4 inside 50s, and he's ranked second in the AFL for percentage of chain involvements to scores. I think every time he touches the ball, 44% or 41% of the time, we get a score out of it.
And the highlight for me was seeing Durden introduce his sister Cheyenne and her running through the banner and then having their interview after the game. So that was just a magical moment.
Mm-hmm. It was just great. Especially for me to come back in and see us beat them. Anyway, anyway, time now to go for a break. A few words from our sponsors. And when we return, we cross live to Cooter. Anthony Cooter Foodies. Go Blues.
Go the Baggers.
Your WA Blues are the official Western Australia supporter group of the Carlton Football Club, established by Carlton in 1992. We regularly gather as one to watch live games of the Mighty Blues. Here we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues play live. For more information on the WA Blues schedule of events and supporter services can be found on our website wablues.com, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Go Blues.
Hey Blue Baggers, Patrick Cripps and Darcy Vessio here from the Carlton Football Club.
Are you in the market for a new car?
Carlton's co-major partner Hyundai offers Blues members up to 1,000 cash back on any new Hyundai vehicle purchase.
For over 25 years, Hyundai has driven our club forward as a co-major partner, supporting us as players as well as you, our members.
From the Kona to the Palisade, there's a Hyundai vehicle to suit every Blue bagger.
The Carlton cashback offer is available across all Hyundai dealerships in WA, so let us and Hyundai steer you in the right direction.
Terms and conditions apply. Head to www.carltonfc.com.au/Hyundai to find out more.
Is your business website stuck in the age of dial-up internet? Is your business website lost in the jungle on page 20 of Google? Perhaps no one can find your business online and your competitors are stealing your customers. It's okay. Tech Tiger can help. For professional web design, digital marketing and getting your business found in search engines, visit techtiger.com.au. Tech Tiger, proud sponsors of the WA Blues.
Station sponsor.
With over 20 years of experience, let Blair Buckingham, your master framer, help make your memories lasting ones with his framing expertise. An extensive range of products assures you will find what you are looking for at Master Picture Framers. Fast, friendly service and professional custom framing in all aspects answers all of your framing inquiries. Our display of original artwork is always available in our showroom, and Blue Baggers displaying their 2022 membership card can receive a 20% discount on all framing. Master Picture Framers Cannington, come see us today.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous old dark Blues.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to 91.3 Sport FM's Breakfast of the Blues, hosted by your WA Blues. Time now to cross live to one of Carlton's finest, Kuda, Anthony Koutafidis. Good morning, Anthony, and welcome to Breakfast with the Blues.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me on.
Mate, it's great to have you back, mate. Anthony, before I let the panel ask you some questions, mate, can you just let the listeners know what are you actually doing nowadays?
I do my Herbalife Nutrition. I do my fit clubs, you know, all based around Koutafidis. So basically a one-stop shop where we do, you know, exercise, nutrition, mindset, and we do challenges online, so we have, we have people overseas in that too, in other countries that join us. So yeah, a lot of good fun. I've really enjoyed it. Looking to really expand. I've got some of my team members have a nutrition club too. So we sell shakes and energy teas and stuff like that, which are really, really healthy for you. So we've got a few more that are starting to open up too. So it's exciting.
Good to hear, mate.
Good morning, Kuda. It's
Mel. Oh, how's the voice? How's the voice?
Good morning, Kuda. It's Mel here. How are you going?
I'm very well, thanks, Mel. Yes, you're sounding a little bit,
A little bit coarse over here. But you were obviously at the game last night. I follow your socials, and you shared your 99 prelim final little highlight reel. How was the atmosphere last night, and how was the game?
I was surprised. I expected to see more people there, but the crowd wasn't huge. They said it was 65,000. It looked to me like it was even less than that. Obviously, it was a big night for Essendon Football Club, 150-year anniversary, and some of their club legends were there, which was great to see. But look, there's Carlton supporters. I wasn't at the Collingwood Carlton game, which I'm disappointed about, but my little boy Lucas had a game of local footy, so I couldn't get there, but he went there after half time. But apparently that night there, the atmosphere was electrifying, and so everyone told me that in the box. So I was disappointed I missed that game. But last night, I don't know, sitting in the box, you probably don't feel the full extent of it, but I was expecting a lot more people.
Morning, Kuda. Great to chat to you again. It must be fantastic to take your son Lucas to the Carlton games now, and just to see, obviously, we follow you on the socials, and to see his excitement and joy on his face, it must be really, really nice for you to take him along to the footy nowadays.
Yeah, I had my first boy, Jamie, that I always thought would love footy, never did embrace the game. And I was a bit, like, shocked. I'm thinking, here I am fighting mum and dad to play this wonderful game because they didn't want me to play. And I won them over, and they became total footy lovers after that. But I just thought automatically my son would play. So he never really liked it. And my daughter, she didn't like it. I was like, now I've got to have another kid. So luckily I've got a boy, and he loves footy. So I enjoy it. Not that I force them or, you know, pressure them to do anything. So I understand, like, now, unfortunately, it comes with a Koutafidis name for the kids. And, you know, everyone sort of knows who he is. But I love the fact that he loves Carlton, which I do too. And he's been through
some very, very lean years, and there was times we just almost threw it in, you know. It's like, no, nah, I've had enough, that is it. But the next day we bounced back and we're Carlton supporters again, and I just want him to experience the full effect of the real Carlton Football Club. You know, when we get going, I mean, I always say I never even knew there was that many Richmond supporters until they came good, and so I'm sure the young kids don't really understand the power of the Carlton Football Club. I grew up, I've seen decades of incredible success, and I was lucky enough to experience the last 12 years of this incredible culture and success, and unfortunately my last 5 years of the club wasn't the same. But so hopefully it's just starting to turn around now. We're feeling a lot more confident, and it's a lot more exciting to be around. We have some unbelievable players in that team now.
Kudo, I just want to, as everyone knows, you were a 95 Premiership player. What was the feeling like back then? What was the club? We're seeing a surgence now and a change in the dynamic of the team. Like, but back then, you guys were electrifying. Like, what was the? Yeah, give the listeners just a little bit of the background of what it was like back then.
I was very spoiled. I walked into the most incredible football club, had the greatest culture, and had some superstar players around me, had great leadership, but it wasn't, I mean, Sticks was the great man who led us, but he had a lot of colonels around. Like, we had some, you know, other people that really assisted him in helping us as young kids to really understand what we needed to do if we wanted to represent the Carlton Football Club. But we were led by the greatest president of all, John Elliott, who set the standard. He created a family environment. And I knew from the first year I got there, when I was on the list in 1991, and although I didn't play games, on the list, I understood and felt the pressure of being part of the Carlton Football Club, and that if you wanted to be here, you've got to win premierships. And it was pretty much the standard we set. Didn't celebrate too much with our wins during the home and away season. It was all about making finals, winning premierships. And I struggled for many years to become a senior player, but I just timed it well. In 94, in the second half of 94, I started playing really some good footy, but that led to our most incredible year of 1995. It was the greatest year of my life, and of course the greatest day of my life was that 1995 premiership. And we had a team that just understood each other's roles. We had some superstars. We had to cover maybe some deficiencies of them with some of the attributes of some of the other players that weren't so much superstars, but that could contribute to the team in order for us to be able to win the premiership that year. And that's what we did. We had a belief. We didn't have too many injuries. We had a very stable team. We knew what we needed to do in order to play. And sometimes we weren't playing great at halftime, but we knew we'd come out and beat them. And we had two games where we lost to the two bottom teams. I've no idea how or why or whatever. And we got thrashed. It wasn't like it was close games, but we put it together after that. And of course, strung together 16 wins in a row to go on and beat Geelong in that grand final. Now, Geelong walked in its favourite time. Once again, I don't know how, but a lot of people saying that we're too old and too slow, we're an ageing team, but we only lost two games the entire year. What a year it was. And of course, when I always look back, I think of the teammates that I had that year, because, you know, it was a special bond when you win a premiership, and we were able to do that too. And so I was very lucky. I seen Fraser Brown last night too, who was just an unbelievable player and person. Went on many footy trips with Fraser, and it was good to see him last night too. So we have a lot of fond memories from that year, no doubt about it. And, after every game, you know, walking on a Monday, we had big nights. You know, we drank hard back then. You know, our Mondays were just magnificent. We walked in, tell the stories of the weekend, and they were just fantastic times.
I can tell you, mate, we drank hard last night watching the Carlton Essendon game. We had a function over here for the WA Blues, and let me tell you, mate, we're doing it tough this morning, but we're up and about. Anyway, Jesse.
Good. Cootie, you talk about setting the standards and how the standards were set by John Elliott back in your playing day. Obviously, there's been a big leadership overhaul at the club, and I think it's been probably one of the most underrated acquisitions in our club's history is the CEO, Brian Cook, coming into the fold, but also Luke Sayers now setting the standards along with Diesel Williams. And on that, it must be good that the club is starting to get these Carlton people back involved. Obviously, you know, Aaron Hamill's down there as the backline coach, and being Greg Diesel being in the head of department, it just feels like they're actually really setting a proper standard now.
Yeah, look, it's great to have Aaron Hamill back. Obviously, he was such a critical player for us, and we were devastated when he left, but he left for certain reasons, and certainly, you know, nothing against that, and he really got looked after at St Kilda. But we talk about a hard and tough player who's got every little ounce of everything of his ability out of his game. That was Aaron Hamill, who was such an important player. And Diesel Williams, to me, was the greatest player I've played with. He was unbelievable in that 93-94 years. And, learned a lot from him, just his toughness. And we talk about athleticism and stuff, and that's something that he didn't really, wasn't born with, wasn't gifted with, but he just had that heart and brain connection there, and whatever it is that he wanted to go out and achieve, nothing was going to stop him. And so it's good to have a brain, a footy brain like that back at the club here also. So, yeah, it's all about culture. And I probably, if I didn't go through the last 5 years of my career, I maybe never would have believed it. It starts from the top. And so at the moment, it's looking like everything's really good at the moment. So I'm really excited about it. And the key was in 95 is that it wasn't just the players and coaching staff and, you know, not just the board members. We were like a family. I knew everyone that worked there. We had great times together. We had laughs. I'd walk around and basically knew everyone by name. And that's what we were like, you know, as a family environment. Even to the point that the cheer squad, you know, sometimes we'd walk down before the game to say hello to a few of the boys back in the day. And, you know, that's what it was like. We were representing everyone at the Carlton Football Club as we ran out there with pride. We're in the Carlton Guernsey. So hopefully now the boys are starting to understand what our club is all about, which I'm sure they are. We have some great leaders and we're very, very lucky. Some phenomenal players. So we get excited to be able to watch them.
Mate, you mentioned, like, just go back, you mentioned you were at the game last night and you mentioned about the crowd. And yeah, it did look poor. It wasn't our home game, it was Essendon's. But from watching it on TV, you're at the game, there was more Carlton supporters there than Essendon. I mean, the roar every time we got the ball and the roar we kick a goal. It's just, this year, the amount of people that are attending our games is phenomenal.
I thought the opposite, actually. As I was walking in, all I did was see Essendon supporters everywhere. And even when I sat there, it was like red and black. So I'm not sure. You're probably right, maybe. I mean, I sat in the box. I wasn't really out there, you know, in the stands, probably, you know, absorbing the energy, which I do enjoy more so, but you know, get invited in the box for whatever reason. So it was good fun. I'm not sure. Like, you're probably right. To me, I felt like there were more Essendon supporters than the Carlton supporters. But I know the Carlton supporters are coming out now. And it's just the beginning of, you know, if we see some success in particular finals. And I know myself, all the Carlton supporters I know, they're so, so excited that Carlton's starting to win all these games and how good they have been playing. And they've got a lot more to give. I feel like, once again, you know, like we haven't seen maybe one game, maybe four quarters of footy. I mean, if they can put it together. I mean, Melbourne's playing in patches too, but if Carlton can just put together and hold on to their best for, you know, a lot of part of the game, they're capable of doing anything, I think.
Yeah, I totally agree. We've said this all through the year so far, that this is really a learning year and we should just enjoy what's happening with the Blues, because, like, new coaching staff, new everything, and as you said just earlier, we're on this little journey. What happens this year, who knows, but it's the year after and the year after that when we should just go boom and explode.
Yeah, that's right. And so we've got to give them a little bit of time. But look, we just never know. When you have a young team, how far they can go. You know? It's like they can really improve. A little bit of confidence can go a long way. And, you know, once we get Wiedering back, I think he's an integral part in terms of structure. Like, he's probably the most important player in terms of structure. Although, you know, we can look at, you know, Clipper and all these guys and, you know, Mackay and Kurnow up front, which are critical for us also. But, you know, in terms of structure, Wiedering is that way. So, look, you get a little bit of confidence come final time. I always believe nowadays, a little bit different to the old days, I think, like Bulldogs have proved, and even Richmond, their first premiership, they just got, you know, gathered good momentum and confidence in the final series. So you just never know. You just never, never know.
Yeah.
Kuda, I just want to go back in, and when you first went to the club, you requested the number 43, Guernsey, and your current record holder, well, I think you will be for a while, on 278 games in the Guernsey. Can you just tell the listeners why you requested the number 43?
Yeah, I didn't request it. I think I was given 46 when I first started in 91, and the next year they thought, let's upgrade him a little to 43, but I never wanted to change from number 43 because my mum was born in 1943, so once I got it, and then a year or two, the club asked me if I wanted to go to a lower number. And even asked Ange, I was just like, no way, I'll stick with the 43. I just love the number. It stood out and, it represented my mum being born in that year. So it was a couple of factors there.
And with the number 43, do you just, like, have you got any advice to someone like Will Setterfield, who's, you know, trying to find his way back into the side? He's, you know, had a good start to the season, but then it's gone a bit plateaued. And does the club and, like, past players, do they have the ability to have contact with the current day players?
Well, I don't have contact. I'm not sure if we have the ability. Maybe we don't. I'm not sure. But, look, any current player, if they wanted to reach out, I'd be more than happy to help them, guide them. In terms of Setterfield, he's got to learn how to pick up the ball one hand. I've got to get out there and try to teach him, mate. Pick up the ball one hand, fend off the other.
Yeah.
And just grab a little bit of space for yourself. And look,
Oh, you there, Anthony?
I think we've lost him.
I think we've lost the man, the great man. He's dropped out.
Oh, well. Must be going through a tunnel big tower.
Do we have you, Anthony? No, we've lost him.
We've lost him. Oh, no, bugger.
We've lost him.
Anyway.
Oh, what a shame. That was going well.
Anyway, we were going quite well there talking to him, but yeah. We've lost him. I don't think I can get him back on the phone because we haven't got long. We need to go into another break and go to the hyphen. But...
Two-time club best and fairest, absolute champion of the game.
He's my earliest memories of Carlton, Cooter.
Always had a soft spot, you know. The best thing
of Cooter I can remember when he announced himself on the stage was out at Waverley, VFL Park back then.
It was on the wing. 38-5.
It was when he picked that ball up one-handed off the ground and just waved it around, and that was like, oh, my God, no one had seen that before. He was just a superstar.
Didn't he have a game where he kicked five and had, like, 38 or something?
Yeah, something.
Was it against North or West Coast?
West Coast. It was against West Coast at Princess Park. It definitely was.
That's a sensational game.
But touching again on last night's game, it was that 1999 preliminary final.
Yeah.
That last quarter, he was just outstanding.
Electrifying. Yeah. Like, watching the clip, I'm like, come on, guys, this is fabulous. Like,
I probably would have been 99. I would have been sitting there, seven-month-year-old.
How old does that make you feel, Brownie?
Oh, I was sitting there, seven-month-year-old.
Yeah.
No, I was actually there. So.
Well, that would have, the atmosphere, like the rivalry is just... That's one of the questions I was going to hopefully finish with Cooter was like the rivalry, and the question was asked, it was like the rivalries between, you know, Carlton isn't always, because we're down sort of the bottom, but you saw last week with Carlton Collingwood. I think it's great for the game that they're driving it and bringing these rivalries back. We've got big crowds. Doesn't matter about the other clubs.
The AFL's loving this at the moment, Carlton.
That's what they said. We spoke about it a couple of weeks ago.
I had a Fremantle person, great person, but they said, the AFL are looking after you. And I said, well, you guys had a Friday night game and couldn't even fill out the stadium. You got 37,000 to a Friday night game, even though it was against North. I was like, of course the AFL would want to reward us. Look at the numbers we're getting. It's unreal.
Was that a Fremantle supporter?
That was a Fremantle supporter. Okay. I was like, geez, you'd never said... I was like... The last couple of years, you're going, we like Carlton. Now we're good. Now that they're good as well.
But, it's great to see numbers so high with our membership. It's great to see the crowds. Like I said.
The excitement as well.
And the passion. Yeah. Like, you've got young kids that have never experienced, this kind of joy supporting their club. So,
Anyway, it's a pity that he's dropped off the line. We can't get the great man back. We see if we can get him back later during the year sometime. But anyway, it's time now once again to go for a break and a few words from our sponsors. But when we return, we've got the great man, David the Hyphen Reece Jones. Go Blues.
Go Blues.
Your WA Blues are the official Western Australia supporter group of the Carlton Football Club, established by Carlton in 1992. We regularly gather as one to watch live games of the mighty Blues. Here, we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, but most importantly, watching the mighty Blues play live. For more information on the WA Blues schedule of events and supporter services, can be found on our website wablues.com, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Go Blues! If it's your first home or if it's time to renovate, refinance or invest, ICU Finance Group is here to help make it happen in residential and commercial finance. Alton D'Souza, the sole director, is someone who shops around for the best loan features that are suitable to your individual circumstances. He will manage the process from start to finish. For every loan, Alton will donate $500 to Carlton Respects. Call Alton D'Souza now on 0407 998 768, ACL 441658. We have been given the challenge to explain what Allmark, Perth's leading specialist in marking and identification, do in 30 seconds. plaques, badges, laser cutting, stamps, workwear, trophies, promotional products, hats, caps, shirts, signage, engraving, stickers, screen printing, stencils, stubby holders, digital printing, honour boards, banners, awards, labels. Who are we kidding? They can do any custom job we want. Allmark, engrave, print, identify, Charles Street, North Perth.
When you want the highest quality meat with friendly service and value for money, only one name should come to mind. Barbaro Butchers. It's a name renowned in WA and across Australia since 1987. Their high standards, premium products and impeccable service is what sets Barbaro Butchers ahead of the rest. Delivering the highest quality cuts of beef, pork, lamb and chicken, they can even provide catering packages to suit your needs. Drop in and see Raff and the team at 120 Cockman Road in Greenwood or call 9247 4244. Barbaro Butchers, proud supporter of Breakfast with the Blues.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.
Welcome back. You're listening to Breakfast with the Blues, hosted by the WA Blues. It's time now to give a very warm welcome to our great mate here on Breakfast with the Blues, 1987 Norm Smith medalist, premiership hero, and the man who personifies everything the bleeding blue means as we barrel shoulder first in the short front. Shirt front, I'm going well today.
Good start,
I speak,
there, Brownie.
Of course, none other than the hyphen David Reece Jones. Good morning, David, and how are we this morning, mate? Hello. What's going on?
Hive.
Hive. Hello. Everything's working. David, we got you?
Yes, I've got you now, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what's going on.
I think Brownie just buggered up the buttons, Hive.
Geez, you did a great job, Mel, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Mate, great win last night. I know you had other things you had to do with your daughter's wedding, but...
daughter's wedding yesterday, so that all went well. But I managed to get home pretty late. I got home about 2 o'clock, but I got up about 8 o'clock and watched a replay, and... very impressive. Yeah. Very impressive. But conditions were pretty ordinary over here, and it's been cold and wet and miserable for 10 days now, I reckon. It's been pretty cold over here. So, and then they seem to handle the ball pretty well, and good to see big Harry McKay back in the forward line. I think that was a real bonus for us.
Hi, if I was watching the first quarter, I was like, oh, you know, Essendon came out very hard, as we knew they would. And I was like, oh, God, it's going to be a challenge here. You know, it's going to be a real game. But then, obviously, we opened it up. But, I'm glad we were able to control it and really, you know, dominate towards the end of the game.
Yeah, I think they were able to take the crowd out of the game a little bit. And that was an important thing because... massive night for Essendon, you know, the 150th celebration, all the legends of the club being on the ground and part of it and, you know, being there before the game. That would have really got the players up and turned it into a finals-type match because it was really important for them. And we were able to get some, you know, some score on the board early and just take a little bit of that edge off them. I mean, they did come back at us late in that quarter, but, I thought we held up pretty well. I thought our back line was fantastic, to be honest. Given the conditions and that, they were stretched with a bit of height down there. But, they all seemed to do a good job, led by, you know, Sam Doherty, great game again. And Adam Sardi, he's terrific back there. But I thought they, you know, Lewis Young was one I thought stood out too. Thought he had a pretty good game. So, it was a pretty good effort.
And obviously, the return of Marchbank. We've been praising Lewis Young all morning on the show. He had a fantastic... He was brilliant all day yesterday. Mm-hmm. But Caleb Marchbank, just to see him back out there, bit of a smile on his face. He actually had a couple of real big moments and a couple big leaps at the ball. So to see him just get through, I think he's a massive piece of the puzzle that's missing out of our defence.
Yeah, I think so too. And you know, I mean, it's... it's going to be competitive for spots, you know, when Wooters and a few others come back, McGovern. There's going to be a fair bit of competition for spots back there, so they've got to be on their toes. And you know, as you mentioned, and I sort of said before, Lewis Young, he took a step up, and I think that's what's important. You know what you're going to get out of Doherty and Saad, these guys, but a guy like Lewis Young, he had to stand up in Wootering's absence and go to that next level, and he did it pretty well.
I've, you know, other than, oh, and we've mentioned Sam Doherty, and we know how much I love him. He's an absolute champion, playing, you know, the best form footy we've seen him in a long time. But the team itself actually played like a team, like it was a really shared workload, if you know what I mean. Like, it was really even. Everyone pulled their weight. It was really good to see. It was, like, very consistent.
Yeah, I think, you know, Essendon tried to tie, they look like they're trying to tie us down and make it into a real scrappy type of match, but we were able to open them up a few times and get the ball in forward. And you know, when you've got quality forwards like McKay and Curnow down, they're big, strong blokes. You know, I mean, it does give us a bit, but as you say, I thought it was a pretty good, you know, all-round effort, and everyone put in when they had to.
Obviously, it's been that sort of, they've adopted that next man up sort of mantra at the club this year, which has been really, really good. I think that's a good show of sort of taking the right step in the taking the right step in the right direction. However, someone, obviously with Adam Chera, going down so early, it was really disappointing for him. I just thought he had put in a real good block of footy leading up into last night's game. But Matthew Cottrell coming in as the sub, he's been, he showed a lot of maturity over the last few weeks, but having to play that sub role and coming on in the last two games especially. Oh, sorry, he played last week, but Carroll came on. But, yeah, I think he's playing a really mature brand of football at the moment, Matthew Cottrell.
Yeah, exactly, coming on early. I mean, it'd be difficult, you know, to play, you know, the medical sub rule, because you're just sitting there waiting for your opportunity, and someone gets hurt and you've got to get up and run along, you know. But he was able to get on the ground pretty early in the match, so he would have been pretty well warmed up and ready to go. And let's hope Chera's injury isn't too severe, because he is a vital cog in that midfield. And actually, I thought, you know, in the contested stuff, we got beaten by Essendon in a lot of that on the bounce and around that stuff, which, you know, we've been pretty dominant in. But I think there it was, you know, as their ruck stocks, they had, you know, Conning had a bit of a night off sort of thing. But I just thought they were able to get their hands on the ball a bit too easily around the stoppages and that. And they got some quality midfielders as well. But, you know, we're itching to get Pitnet back. We really need him back in that team.
Yeah, you know, obviously, I think Jack did pretty well trying to hold up in the ruck, and, you know, Tommy DeConning, they're doing their best. They're doing what they can. But how good was Jack's screamer? Like, the mark.
Well, yeah, this old man took plenty of them. So, it's in the blood there somewhere. But, and you know, the one thing I worry about Jack is he's getting a bit battered at the moment. You know, he was looking pretty proppy in that third quarter at times, and you sort of think, you know, is there someone else we can sort of bring in there now just to ease the pressure on him? Because week in, week out, that's going to take a big toll. And, you know, you just can't freshen up. You just, you know, you're going to be sore after match, and you know, it'll take its toll. And I think we need to take some pressure off him in that. And you know, Cripper does a bit of that ruck work, and I always look at it and go, oh, geez, you know, don't get hurt sort of thing, because, another big, strong lad, but, you know, you can't take that back week in, week out.
It is hard.
And I'll pay a price sooner or later.
Yeah, it is hard to figure out, like, do we bring in someone like a Sam Durden, who we just picked up in the draft, mid-season draft, and that might, you know, be able to allow someone like a Lewis Young to pitch it in the ruck, but then he's playing so good down in defence. Do you sacrifice something like that, his game, to go and help out TDK? I think we're just going to have to possibly hang on by the grit of our teeth until Pitternet comes back into the frame of things.
Yeah, well, look, if we get our hand on the ball first, you know, our midfield's very, very hard to beat. So that's, you know, and you know, as I said, we probably got beat in the clearances and stoppages last night. So it's something they need to look at. And obviously, Chera going down early didn't help with that. But, it's something they really need to look at. But, you know, we're sort of nitpicking a little bit at the moment, aren't we?
And yeah,
sort of
we are.
Looking at things and you know, they keep winning games of footy, and they look like they're out there enjoying each other too. So that's all good signs.
Yeah, and I guess like with obviously we did get beaten pretty comprehensively yesterday around stoppages and clearances. But I guess it's a good show that we're able to change our method, change our style a bit, and adapt and play more off a turnover game. And it looked like we our source of scoring was more mainly off off turnovers, which in the first month or two of footy was kind of what we were getting knocked on by a lot of the, you know, David Kings and them sort of likes, saying, you know, they don't have a turnover game, they can't score from turnovers. So to see that now kind of swap around, it's just another sort of a phase that we're going through.
Look, they're playing with a lot more confidence in each other, and that's what happens when you play a lot of footy together and you start winning games of football and you're playing winning football together. You gain that confidence and you have trust in your teammates, and that's when you get to that next level, and that's where we're nearly at the moment. You know, we're vying, but we're not quite there, I don't think, at the moment. But you never know. You know, get a few of these players back. We've got about five or six who walk into our best 22 who can come back in. So let's just wait and see, and you never know what can happen.
If we've got Richmond next week, you know, I watched them take on Port, and that was a pretty close game there. Is this like a bit of a danger game for us going into playing Richmond? That, you know, they're just great hanging into their eight. What is your thoughts on that?
No, absolutely, and they'll probably have Lynch back as well, which is going to be a huge bonus, and that's not going to help us because, you know, McBoyd is being out. So yeah, it's going to be a tough game, and they're playing pretty good football, and their midfield starting and their run off their back line's been terrific over the last few weeks, and they're starting to look a little bit like the Richmond we've seen, the powerhouse Richmond over the last few weeks. And you know, Dusty's been a little bit quiet, and you sort of think, gee, he's going to bring out a big game sooner or later, and hopefully it's not next week. Hopefully he can wait another week. But yeah, they are looking. They're looking dangerous, and the way probably 4 weeks ago I would have said I don't think they might play finals, but now I think they're almost certain. So I think the way they're playing at the moment, you know, barring a few major injuries or something, but yeah, it's going to be a really good test for us.
I think the next sort of block of three or four games is going to be huge to see. You know, if we do drop one, so be it. You know, you do have to drop a game here and there sometimes. Hopefully that isn't the case, but I think if we can at least pinch two out of the next four, even if it's three, we're going to really be pushing a big case, I think, for that top four spot and locking it away towards the back end of the season.
Yeah, you know, I think the coaches and everyone will be staying week by week.
The way they
really have to take it, because if they don't do that, they'll get ahead of themselves. So let's just look at Richmond this week. If we can get that one out of the way, I'd say, you know, we really can be a genuine top four chance. But big game this week, massive game.
And then we got the Dockers the following week. Flag mantle, hey, Brownie.
What a joke.
they're playing great football at the moment too. And, you know, they've been a real surprise packet this year. So there's not too many, you know, I mean, you look at North Melbourne and West Coast, and there's, you know, they're probably the only two easy matches you're going to get during the course of the year. And you know, with the rest of them, anyone on their given day can beat the other teams.
Mate, Dave, I know we both like a punt, and I shouldn't say anything, but I just read this week, which was just jogged my memory, West Coast. If you look at Sportsbet, I think West Coast is 3.20 and the buy is $1.10. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going
on. Probably favourites to buy.
Yeah, no, it's been a dirty year, hasn't it? And
it's been great over here.
I suppose you'd be rejoicing over there.
Oh, we're loving it.
It's been fantastic. Yeah, they don't talk football.
Yeah, it's
here,
nice,
mate,
and peaceful for once.
Yeah, I know a few Fremantle supporters, and they're up and about at the moment. Yep. So, yeah, they're very happy to see West Coast where they are.
Yep.
Yeah, Hive, I think you know my hubby's he's a Freo supporter, and he's playing it down low, actually. He's not getting too carried away, but it's going to be an interesting one in our house in 2 weeks' time.
No, and as I said, you know, there's some big matches coming up, and you know, the good thing of, I think, you know, we've had players go out, and we'll probably have Chura go out, and the players who are coming into the team have been able to, you know, provide something. And, you know, you mentioned Cottrell, there's a Medi sub coming on and performing well last night. There's a bit of pressure for spots in the team at the moment, which hasn't happened for a very long time at Carlton.
No, it hasn't, mate. Listen, just before you go, big event coming up for the Spirit of Carlton. August 11th, the 72-81-82 reunion, Marvel Stadium. Just a shout-out to everybody. Get on the Carlton website if you want to get tickets. I can tell you, Hive, myself, Mel, we're coming over, so we've already booked. We'll be
fantastic.
There.
So no, it'll be a great day and the 50th anniversary of the 72 team, and the 81-82, we tried to get it up and going last year, that one, and couldn't do it. So it's going to be great to see those guys in there. A lot of characters amongst them, and they do enjoy a frothy or three.
No, that's good. All right, mate. Well, we better let you go. You're a bit dusty, the same as myself. I can say right at this very minute, mate, I'm looking forward to the show to finish so I can go home and I'm not sure what I should do, but anyway, that's another story.
I think I'll be having a nana nap later on.
So. I think you won't be on your own, mate. Anyway, thanks again for sharing, mate. We always appreciate it, and always, buddy, let's go Blues.
Go the Blues.
Go the mighty Blues. Okay, guys. Thanks,
mate.
There you go. The great man. David Rees-Jones.
I think I'll probably be going...
Are you going to go for a nana nap too?
Put the replay on and have a cup of tea.
I think I'll go home and have a beer.
Yeah, I was going to say, get back on it, Brownie.
Hair of the dog, Brownie, hair of the dog.
Anyway, just before we go, we've only got a few more minutes. Just keep an eye out on our Facebook page and our website because we've got the big pre-match function coming up for the Dockers soon.
The Eagles, you mean?
Oh, yeah, them, whatever they're called. I'm going well for that. The Eagles, that's them. The Budgies. Sunday, the 10th of July. The game starts at 2:40. I believe our function will start at 11:30. It'll be at the Camfield in the hall, which we had the Dockers game prior.
No restrictions. No restrictions capacity this time, lifted, so we're all clear and good to go.
I know the club's coming over. I know the cheer squad's coming over. Oh, I know everything's going to be huge this time. So this will
banner
be,
this time.
This
well.
Will be very
oh,
big.
Oh, it's
event
going to be hedge on who can get down on the and with the banner and.
Oh, not me. Know. I'm not interested. So that's
last time I did it. That Aussie the Eagle bloody tried to sweep us.
He did too. I remember that, Jess.
Yeah, horrible experience.
Was that at Optus or was that at...
That was actually the last time we played at Subi. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay.
The holding the banner was a great experience. Yeah.
But also, too, keep an eye out. We haven't posted our next event, but they'll be up very soon. I'm pretty sure it could be the Dockers game. It could be Geelong game, but just keep an eye out. They'll be coming out very shortly. But please get along to that Eagles game and the pre-match functions. That'll be huge. We've got some great auction items. We've got some great memorabilia. We're also going to support the Buzz in that.
Oh, yes.
We're going to look after Buzz. Mate, he's been a champion for us, and we'll look after him. So we'll have an auction item for him. The proceeds will go straight to the Buzz, okay?
I was actually talking to Buzz during the week, and that he's given me the heads up that there may be another dinner.
Another dinner coming up. So, WA listeners, there's going to be another dinner. It's going to be a little bit bigger than the last one, I believe.
So. I think we're taking over Sienna's, I think.
I think hopefully I can get to that one this time.
Anyway, great show. Thanks, guys. Always thanks to our great mate David Rees-Jones and our special guest, the Kuda, Anthony Koutafidis, absolute legend and champion of the Carlton Football Club. And what a good time to talk to him after we smash Essendon. So keep listening to 91.3 Sport FM. And as always, go the Blues.
Go the Baggers.
Rest up, Craig.
Against the famous old club.